into question.
Okay, please.
About 30 years ago, I finished from the University of Malaya. And before I went to the University of Malaya, I'm from Selangor, right? And I lived in a place called Kuala Selangor. I don't know whether how many of you know Kuala Selangor. I lived in Kuala Selangor, right? I went to a school called Sultan Abdul Aziz, Sekolah Menengah, Sultan Abdul Aziz in Kuala Selangor, right? Yep. Now, my point is, when I went to high school, I had Ali on my right hand and Achong on my left hand. I used to go to the mosque, you know, on Fridays and jump up on the trees, you know, mango tree, you know, used to do that. And Achong used to come along. And you, as a Malaysian, 35 years ago, I could have Ali and Achong and Soma, we'll be running around the place. You guys, you think that today you can go back and you have Ali and Achong and Soma running around the place in Malaysia?
No, you have Baba.
We have him here today.
Yeah, exactly, Mike. That's what I'm trying to tell you. What I'm trying to tell you guys is, where is Malaysia heading? Right? Today I was sitting in a car, which is driven by Din, and I had a couple of, and I was singing Inilah Barisan Kita. I used to charge. And you know, Inilah Barisan Kita, Barisan Ba Ba Ba. How many of you buggers have seen that, sung that song? Nothing, right? And how many of you guys, Indians or Malaysians, how many of you treat yourself as Malaysians? Can you put up your hand and say you tell yourself you're a Malaysian? Or you're a Chinaman? Or an Indian? Kalingkui? Or a Chinaman, or a Chinaman, or a Malayu, or whatever you have. You buggers, you know, I'm so hurt because we come here, we are all Malaysian, you know, trying to get things organized in this place. Yeah. RPK is there, but I haven't come to a question yet. But can we ever... Can we ever come back to that state when you... I can say all the dirty words in Chinese. I can say all the dirty words in Tamil. I can also say all the dirty words in... Can you answer them?
Okay.
The question... You think that we're all Malaysians?
Okay.
One Malaysia or whatever.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay.
Now, I love those kind of questions. Now, what yang tanya question pun tak dengar cakap situ. You ask me question, you don't listen to my answer. How can? Okay. Your question, which is part statement, part question, what you are relating is the symptoms of the disease. Why are you talking about the symptoms of the disease? I don't have an answer on how to cure the symptoms of the disease. What we need to address is the cause of that disease. This thing about racism, this thing about religious intolerance, this thing about different classes of citizens created, is all because the system is corrupt. The system is defective. Don't talk about racism and about whatever the case may be. Go address the main issue. And the main issue is we have a government that perpetuates racism for their political reasons. Now, have you not heard of divide and rule? It's a very effective British system. How do you think the British with 10,000 soldiers could control an India of hundreds of millions? Now, the reason why 10,000 white men can control millions or hundreds of millions of Indians is because they divide and rule. But the minute the Indians are united, the British have to go home. And the man who united the Indians was Gandhi. And when Gandhi managed to unite the Indians, that was the beginning of the end for the White Raja and for the British Empire. The Malays are divided. The Malays, Indians and Chinese are divided. And UMNO wants us to remain divided and not become united. The day you said we go back to those days of the 50s or the early 60s when we didn't recognize race. I mean, I was in school also during those days. And I had all sorts of friends which I did not even think what race they were. Today, of course, when I think about it, oh, Raja Dure, he was my Indian friend. Yim Seng, oh, he was my Chinese friend. Today only, I'm conscious about what race they were. But in those days, we were friends, full stop. Now, what you're describing is what we also experienced back in the 50s and 60s. But since then, because of what happened in 69, when UMNO lost power, they wanted to make sure that we remain divided, that the races must be divided. So, don't talk about all those, yeah? All those are the symptoms of a disease, and the disease is called UMNO. Get rid of the disease, and that changes. And I was interviewed by the New Straits Times, which is owned by UMNO. And they said, you talk very, you know, so much about racial harmony and ending racial discrimination and things like that. If you were the Prime Minister, what would you do? I said, first of all, I have no ambitions to be the Prime Minister. Well, okay, say lah, if you were Prime Minister, what would you do? How would you end racism in Malaysia? I said, very simple. I'll make sure Parliament passes a new law making it illegal for you to marry someone of your own race. So Indians cannot marry Indians, Chinese cannot marry Chinese. By the next generation, we'll have a whole generation of Malaysians who don't know what race they are.